Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, August 21st, 234th day of the new year. One of my favorite days. 2, 3, 4.
Oh, well, I kind of like...
There's two other days, too. 1, 2, 3.
I kind of like 5, 6, 7.
But... Yeah. Well, 3, 4, 5 also.
I have to be contrary.
If you're 5, 6, 7, that would be every year and a half you are happy.
Well, I kind of like the odd things in life, maybe. I don't know.
Why don't you go over the random number then?
Random number. I think I'll get some lottery tickets today. Maybe
there
that's
you go.
A symbol.
There you go. Yeah.
We're digressing and you haven't
We'll find
even...
out what state. Yeah, we're not even into it. We're off of it. Okay. Joining us this afternoon is Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about annexation specifically, as Arcata is going through that yet again. But we'll also talk about it in the big picture. What does it take? How does it occur? What are the processes? And we'll also get an update on paving projects that are going on throughout the fair city of Arcata this summer, as well as projected over the next couple of years. Where are the areas that are going to get a little bit of love, and who are the people who are having their backs put towards them? We'll find out when we come back.
I'm Mark Biet with today's garden tip about not being a prunomaniac. The conscientious gardener needs to know that each kind of plant has its own best time to be pruned. Avoid shearing flowering plants into shapes which really look unnatural. Thin flowering shrubs with a hand pruner. I'm Mark Biet with today's garden tip.
You've got to get up pretty early in the morning to hear Mark Viette and his wealth of gardening knowledge. 5 to 7 a.m. Sundays on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Randy Mendoza. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Carl Sagan.
Oh, I like Carl Sagan.
Did you?
I liked his voice. I thought he had
the guy behind you there on the wall is his replacement. I guess his default guy.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Michio Kaku.
Yeah, I thought he had a great radio voice, a great announcer voice. I like.
Yeah, he
presented
voices uniquely and distinctly.
Yes.
Part of the game. Our quote from Mr. Sagan: "Imagination will often carry us to worlds that never were, but without it, we go nowhere."
Yeah, well, the pictures of Mars kind of looks like it's nowhere.
Yeah, isn't that kind of a kick in the pants?
That's really cool.
I was probably the most mad of anybody that I am aware of when NASA was underfunded.
Yeah.
By the administration, and they killed the space programs and some of the. I know it's not completely dead. Okay, fine, but the momentum certainly has been gutted out of the program. I mean, there's so many unrelated discoveries that occur in getting ready for those. Hey, what would be cooler than a manned mission to Mars?
Yeah.
That would just be so neat. It'd be cool.
It'll be fun to see what they're going to discover there. Like, this mission's going to bring a lot of new discoveries.
A lot more cool stuff, yeah. Anyway, we're not talking about funding of Mars. We're talking about funding in Arcata.
Yes.
So to speak. Annexation, Randy, it used to be something that was pretty commonplace, pretty routine, I guess, would be another word. But there was also then the specter of eminent domain.
Oh, we don't use
that word.
It's
kind of in that realm of land being redesignated into different jurisdictions.
Well, I wouldn't use that term because eminent domain is, you know, when the government takes over the property. And this is just... the annexation question that is taking place now in Arcata is there's two areas. One is on Boyd Road in Arcata, which is North Arcata, and one is off of Shirley Boulevard. And there are two different issues, which I can elaborate on as we go on. But the city's certainly not interested in taking over anybody's property.
Not the city of Arcata per se, but the concept of a city expanding its boundaries.
Yes.
Those are pretty much the only two ways, aren't they?
Yes, and it's a question that really the neighborhoods, the affected neighborhoods, and the city work on together, and that's the process that's taking place now. Is the first neighborhood meeting just took place, to where the city staff and some council members were present also to listen in with the Boyd Road people and also the Shirley Boulevard people. To answer questions and to get new questions that may need answering, You know, so the city's not storming in there to take over right now. And the city's not saying it's definitely going to happen. The city's right now, we're still in the exploratory phase.
So apparently I hit something rather sensitive.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I wasn't at that meeting.
Because you're denying what we're not talking about, but that's okay.
Well, maybe. I think some people might be concerned that the city was going to come in with a steamroller and take over, but that's not the case. I think there's a...
There have been examples of other cities and other jurisdictions doing that, though, which is probably why that specter even exists.
Because I think if a majority of the people don't want it, I don't think it'll happen. So right now we need to get the people's questions and provide answers. And then the city also has to analyze whether the numbers pencil out in terms of, is this going to be any benefit for the city, and is it going to cause the city, the current residents of Arcata, is it going to cause them to pay more than their fair share?
One of the things that I can recall from the conversations back when, I guess, I was more hot and bothered about either Cutton or Myrtletown being annexed by Eureka, the county folks would continually bring up, and then the city folks also, that it needed to be revenue neutral. Whatever the sales tax was, somebody couldn't lose and somebody couldn't win, and you couldn't factor in the cost of the services and all that kind of stuff. Okay, fine.
Well, those formulas are already worked out. We already know what that is.
Where do those come from?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. I've had a few discussions with the CAO, but we've agreed that that our predecessors, I believe, have worked out some formula, and I don't recall what it is because we haven't really peeled the onion to that level yet. But I don't think there's going to be any contention as to what the sales tax sharing would be, because that's already there's an agreement in place as to what that would be.
Well, and with all the various memorandums of understanding and joint powers agreements and all those things that you guys wallow in with one jurisdiction adjacent to another, is there really a functional need to annex things?
Well, this is the issue, and I'll start first with Boyd Road, because that's the I think that's the most popular one.
Why don't you catch your breath?
Okay.
Make your notes, and we'll talk about it when we come back.
You got to sell some soap.
Do we have – is this the Ivory Soap show for the month? I didn't realize that. It's 3:19.
There's a brand new show on KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Country Gold with Randy Owen, Sunday evenings from 8 till midnight. It's a four-hour intensive music show hosted by the lead vocalist of the group Alabama. Country Gold will feature 13 songs per hour and highlighted music from the 70s to the mid-90s. Be sure to listen to KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Sunday evening from 8 till midnight. Country Gold with Randy Owen.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Randy Mendoza. Randy, before the break, you were getting ready to talk about the differences between the two annexations and some of the different challenges or benefits that might be associated with each one. So let's start with Boyd Road, since that's probably a little bit more unique because it's more of a commercial setting than it is a residential.
Right. So I think the benefits for the city would be, of course, increased sales tax revenues because there's some very viable businesses out there. Also, it's within the city's urban services boundary, and that's part of the laws say that the areas that are developing within urban services boundaries, the next step would be annexation. So they would get law enforcement services, the street maintenance, water and sewer. However, in this case, there's been some major, some new septic services out there. So I think that if a deal is made, probably the septic services would, if they're still functional, would stay in place until they fail, and then they'd have to hook up to the city. So those are some of the issues. Another issue is that McKinleyville Community Services District has a pipe going through there, and some people have been hooked up with connected to water service, which is not proper. So that
illegally they were tapped into it.
Well, no, it
or
was
unauthorized.
Unauthorized. It was not. It's not a kosher thing to do. So because it's within the Arcata Urban Services boundary, you know, it's on the Arcata side of the river. So that's all our predecessors, you know, that went through that. But that's an issue that has to be addressed.
So, but egress issues are pretty routine, aren't they?
They are, but there's a lot of traffic that's going through there. For instance, you know, a lot of heavy truck traffic that's breaking down the, you know, the roadways that the you know, through Arcata. So the question is it beneficial for the city to annex that? I think from the benefits from the residents out there, or you know, the businesses, is that if you own a business property out there, you can with the city, you can develop, you know, you can have a higher density of development on your property. You know, right now I don't know what the county's, it was it 1 acre minimums or something like that. Well, with Arcata, you, if it becomes annexed, you can develop more of your business. You can expand your business and add more business, you know, revenue generating operations to your property.
So as you're looking at this particular one, because it's kind of in McKinleyville, kind of in Arcata, it's on the right side of the river to be part of Arcata, why did it take so long?
Well, I don't think the question came up before. I don't know why it took so long. Annexation is a you know, it is a complex process, you know, for a city. Because, you know, it's a complex process for a city to go through the question even before you go to LAFCO. So,
and that's the procedural steps?
Right, right. So right now those questions are being asked. I think the people out in Boyd Road are having, you know, their legitimate questions are, what's in this for me? You know, am I going to have to pay more? You know, what's it going to be, you know, with the septic system I just put in? You know, the water system. I think that's what we're working on right now.
The other side of 299 at that point, though, is within the city of Arcata?
Well, that's a good question, because I think there's also out there where Wes Green has his compost operation.
Yeah, the old mill thing. Yeah.
Right. That is also the line goes across the freeway. So the proposed annexation would include Wes Green's facility there as well in that area, which is which would be West End Road. I guess that would say that would be east of Erickson in that area.
But the residence is up above. Are they in the county or the city?
I think they're in the county, and I don't think the line goes that far, but I'm not positive.
Why not just make it logical and take it to the bluff? Is that too,
you know,
easy?
That's a planner question. You'd have to ask the planners. I do know that the affected properties have been noticed, and when we have further hearings, we're going to send out notices to all, you know, neighbors and so forth. But right now, it's just the discussions is between the city and the affected property owners, just so that we could find out what their concerns are and try to address that.
Parallel situation to the Shirley Boulevard one?
It's different. Shirley Boulevard was put in there. There's a group of people that have already been attached to the city septic system, sewer system, because they had failed septic tanks. So the question is, do you add the others out there as well? And it's really there's no benefit for the city on that other than, you know, public health, and then of course, you know, you have the issue of, you already have some people that are outside of the city that are hooked to the city sewer system. And is it, you know, I guess there's a fairness issue to people that are, you know, the citizens, the taxpayers that are paying for city services. So,
well, and it just makes it cleaner that way.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay.
Septic. Yeah. Sanitary.
Okay. Never mind. Yeah. KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:30. We'll be back with more with Randy Mendoza.
There's never been a clear winner in the so-called battle of the sexes, but in the battle for bacteria-free hands, one half of the population is germier than the other. So whose hands are cleaner, men or women? Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and here's to your health. The researchers tested 51 college students using a new detailed system for detecting bacterial DNA. But remember, most of the bacteria in our bodies is either harmless or beneficial.
Dr. Hoffman answers some of your health questions on Health Talk, Saturday mornings, 9 to 11 on KWSW 980 AM.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza. Randy, annexation that we talked about in the front part is, I guess, more of a larger picture thing. The infrastructure associated with it is probably a lot of the detail that you and your planners and stuff look at. You were talking a little bit about water and sewer, okay, roads and sidewalks, all those types of things that, you know, most people, if they live in a city, don't think about.
Right.
If you live in the county, well, maybe you got them already too. But when you get rural, now that's a different ballgame.
Yeah. And it's, I would say at this point, I would say it could go either way. The annexation could take place or maybe it won't. I think it just depends upon what the property owners and the residents in the area want, if they feel like it's worth it for them, and also does it pencil out for the city.
Paving, though, is something that is probably a little less fluid. As you look at the projects that you would like to have done inside the city as it's currently defined, where are the problem children?
For paving?
For roads.
There's probably about 25 miles of problems. Historically, we had no pavement. Paving is very expensive. And for years, there was no funding for that. And after the Measure G, you know, the three-quarter cent sales tax, we've been trying to catch up. And we're doing major paving every year. And we'll probably be doing it for another 20 years and still not catch up. But I think that hopefully the people that voted for that sales tax are happy that that was pretty much very clear they wanted to get rid of those potholes and I think that
is it pothole replacement, is that the primary emphasis, or are you
no,
looking at a lot of those really structural, getting into the road beds and cleaning that
we're having to get down into the base because the amount of rainfall here, you know, if you just fix the potholes, it's just gonna crumble next year.
Kind of like manhole covers; they just pop out every.
Right. So if you go down to the base and you seal the top layer, it's gonna last for a while. And I know one of our we're trying new things. I know there's been some complaints about some of our residential applications in the past, and those were just pretty much just trying to fill potholes. So if you had your street paved 2 or 3 years ago and it's kind of starting to come apart, we understand that because we didn't have anything other than the ability to just pave over. But right now we have a new system. We have a new public works superintendent that's found some new technology. And right now we have a grinder that fits on the front of a loader. And that's really the thing. You grind down to the base and you have nice flat edges. And then you call in an asphalt contractor to fill it in, and that's really the big fix, and that's what we're doing now. And
I think the Caltrans guys found the same manufacturer. It's really weird to see that stuff, but, you know, the bigger projects, obviously. Then just do one lane at a time instead of what we're accustomed to.
Yeah, and we're pretty pleased right now with this new grinder. We have one on lease now, so I think it looks very promising. So that we can save a lot of money to have our crews grind it down, and then, you know, it works well to have a contractor come in and lay the pavement because they don't make asphalt every day in Humboldt County, so you have to sort of, you know, wait for the day when the asphalt factory is making the material, and then you have to have a lot of dump trucks to bring it.
And it's a specialization, I would imagine, too.
It is. So that's currently the avenue that we're doing, and there's really evidence all over town. Jane's Road is a recent one down in front of St. Mary's Church right now, up around C and B Streets. That's an area that we're working on. Today they're working on 16th Street, out towards the high school. Those are the current areas.
That would be good timing. Take care of that now instead of in a couple of weeks when school's open.
Yeah.
That's good job.
Kind of very ungovernment, isn't it?
Somebody was thinking that. You must have turned the calendar or left the window open. The wind blew the calendar across, and you wrote down the wrong day, huh?
Yeah. You know, it's amazing in our area. There's such a narrow window of time that you can do construction because of the rains. And then, of course, then you have to get contractors that are available to do it. So it really is kind of it's almost like bingo, you know. Do you feel like, when can you fill all your spaces?
So if you have 25 miles, roughly, that need attention, how much of it is just the surface, throw another level on, another layer of the asphalt on, take care of a couple things, maybe a little bit of curbing, some of the real basic stuff of that 25?
Well, our public works director probably says more than 25 miles, but really, it's at least that amount that we need to grind it down to the base and start over again, because Arcata has gone many years of really not dealing with the road base, and it's just it's a waste of money, really, to just keep patching it.
So when you get into Sunny Bray, Buttermilk, that area where there was no road base initially, do you kind of hold your breath and just hope that make it through, or do you try to wrestle a big project like that in stages or phases?
It's both, because you still have to fill the potholes, otherwise you're breaking tires and we're getting claims, and so you have to fill the holes, but it's both. And you try, and right now our public works staff is just, they have a plan every year. They make a plan as, how much money do we have, and what areas need it the most, and that's where they go about it.
There are roads in Arcata, like in any community, that are main thoroughfares, and those that are just those folks that live on it. Do you try to prioritize those that have the higher traffic volumes?
Yes.
Because they'll tear down faster?
Right.
Or just because there's more people using them?
I think it's all of the above. It's actually not a willy-nilly plan. They call it a pavement management plan, and it's actually a program that that our public works staff uses to analyze and prioritize where they need to pave.
Are we going to see Buttermilk in our lifetime?
Well, that's I don't know that we're going to grind it down. I don't know where that's in the plan. I guess that's a public works question. But I would say this, though, that if we do make it any smoother, the cars will go faster, and the speeding complaints will come in more frequently.
Yeah, but then you'll have a two-lane road instead of one and a quarter lanes.
That's true.
Yeah, these things called sidewalks out there, too.
That's true.
Novel concepts. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:42, pardon me. We'll be back with more from Randy Mendoza.
Water always wins. That's why there's a Grand Canyon. I'm Glenn Higgy, America's master handyman. Keeping water away from your home's foundation is one of the most important things you can do. If your home is on a crawl space, you need to know what is going on under your feet. Your home's structural integrity and your family's health may depend on it.
Listen to Glenn Hagee Sunday morning, 7 to 8 a.m. on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:46. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Randy Mendoza. Randy, paving, I would think paving is probably one of the big sexies for government. Cops, okay. Fire, if you've got a paid staff, okay. Street sweeping, paving. There's not a lot of times people really get excited and slap you on the back and say, job well done. But I would think that paving is one of those opportunities.
You know, it really is. And I've lived in Arcata for quite a long time. And as you know, I used to work in the police department. And I know that it was the lack of police officers in the downtown was in the forest was a big Arcata concern. But bad streets, in the public polls came up right alongside that. So those were the two issues that the citizens of Arcata really made clear, that they were really tired of the of the bad streets. And so we've come a long way since then.
Well, and that's, I think, part of the fun, that positive loop feedback. Yeah, you go to the city council, if there's an argument about paving, pave my street instead of his street. That's got to be kind of cool.
Yeah, it is, and we're happy to do it. And it's kind of neat when we find like this new technology with this new grinder that we can put on our existing loader. We don't have to, you know, we're just buying a part.
It's like a snowplow.
Yeah, we don't have to buy another expensive piece of equipment. It's fairly reasonable as grinders would go, and it's very effective.
What do you do with the old stuff?
Oh, the grindings are like gold. I mean, that becomes part of the base. So.
And just as stable as gravel, or
oh yeah, it's gold. Of course, you know what the public works folks tell me, and it's all that stuff is used. We wished we had more.
Can you grind up other like concrete? Some of the old stuff. Grind that up and
not with
create
the
additional.
Not with the equipment we have, but that technology certainly is. I know there's a business in Arcata on West End Road that has a sign out. You know, we'll take your old concrete because I know they grind it up and it's been and it's repurposed.
Is that the current phrase? Repurposed.
I think so.
Instead of recycled.
Have
we moved on past recycling yet?
Well, I think repurpose means that it could be used for something different than what it was in its original form.
Fair enough.
But it is recycling.
I guess.
Certainly.
With recycling, obviously it triggers the recycling center. Is that wrapped up?
From what I understand, I'm told that that Eel River Disposal has purchased the old site there on 9th Street. So they're going to be putting something up there. I'm not quite sure what type of facility they'll be putting in. I think it'll be a drop-off facility, but what they'll be accepting, I think I haven't heard yet. But
the temporary, now permanent transfer building that's next to the old lumber site on Samoa, what's inside that? Is that part of that, or is there something else in there now?
That is owned by a private party, and I think that it's a leased. They lease it out.
Okay.
I don't think that's part of any of the current system of recycling or waste management.
We hope.
That I know of.
There you go. That's permitted. How's that?
Right.
All right. Thanks for coming by.
It's my pleasure. Thanks.
Kind of goes without saying, doesn't it?
True.
No, thank you. We've been talking shop this afternoon with Randy Mendoza. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. And I'm sure it's craziness too. Until then, go out, make it a good day, hug someone you love, and I'll see you tomorrow.